90-day session bill. We're going to bring up, it is my intent to bring up the House Bill number 245 on Wednesday. I want to bring it up fourth on the agenda. Actually, it'll be third on the agenda. House Bill number 245, and then we are going to get to House Bill number 225, SB 49, and HB 36. Again, the two at the bottom, the revisor's bill and the electronic mail, will probably be what you saw today, just a reading of the title and a sponsor statement to roll over to the next day.
What was the first one you read?
The first one is...
You read three of them.
House Bill number 24, then HJR 4, that's the 90-day session, then the bill we heard today, House Bill number 245, Suits and Claims,
yeah.
Immunity. Then we're going to get to House Bill number 225, that's Monopoly and Restraint of Trade Actions by Representative Wyrock. Then we've got
that's the governor's bill.
Pardon me, that's the governor's bill? Oh, that's right, that's just the AG. Okay, and then we're going to get to SB 49 and HB 36, that's Representative Guerra's bill. Finally, on Friday, at the top of the hour, we have SJR 8, Division of Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It's already been heard and passed out. It's sort of a light bill. SB 87, Principal and Income. SJR 10, we may get to. That's the Pledge of Allegiance resolution. That's not a priority for me. If we have to get to it next week, it's fine. And then finally, the repealing prohibition on dedicated funds. That's HJR 20. So that's what we have for the rest of the week. And again, anything that rolls will just continue rolling on down the line, but it's my intent to deal substantively and take some kind of action one way or the other on HB 24, HJR 4, HB 245, 225. Okay?
And I emailed this to you all today.
Vanessa's emailed it, and Madam Secretary, I assume you're in the loop too. But again, just any amendments and things, the better you can have it in writing, the more thought out, the better it's going to be. And I appreciate all of the committee's time and effort and all the staff's time and effort and everybody who is so patient online and in the room. And with that, we're adjourned until 1 p.m.